This podcast is sponsored by Vrversity.com. Elevate your professional skills with courses designed by PhDs, powered by AI. Visit Vrversity.com and start your learning journey today.
Practical Spanish grammar tips for adult learners. Get approachable and effective Spanish grammar tips for adult learners aiming to improve their skills through flexible distance learning and online courses. Spanish grammar tips for language learners. So, you're thinking about learning Spanish, or maybe you've already started and want to get a better handle on the grammar side of things. Spanish grammar might seem intimidating at first. Those verb conjugations, gendered nouns, and tricky accents. But don't worry, it's actually quite manageable once you get the hang of a few core concepts. Imagine you're chatting with a friend who's just starting out. I'd say, "Hey, let me share some simple Spanish grammar tips that really helped me and could help you too." It's like building blocks, and once you understand the basics, everything else flows easier. 1. Master the gender of nouns. One of the first things to know is that every noun in Spanish has a gender, masculine or feminine. This isn't just a trivia fact. It actually affects the rest of the sentence because adjectives and articles have to agree with the noun's gender. Most nouns ending in O are masculine, like el libro, the book. Most nouns ending in are feminine, like la casa, the house. There are exceptions, but this rule covers a lot of ground. It's helpful to always learn a noun, along with its article, el for masculine, la for feminine, so your brain naturally remembers the gender. 2. Get comfortable with verb conjugations. This is probably the part that scares most people. Spanish verbs change endings depending on who's doing the action and when it's happening, past, present, future, etc. It's like the verb changes its outfit depending on the subject. Start by mastering the present tense for regular verbs ending in "-ar", "-er", and "-ire". For example, hablar, to speak. Yo hablo, I speak. Tú hablas, you speak. Él, ella habla, he, she speaks. Comer, to eat. Yo como, I eat. Tú comes, you eat. Él, ella come, he, she eats. Vivir, to live. Yo vivo, I live. Tú vives, you live. Él, ella. He, she lives. Once you've nailed these, the irregular verbs and past tenses won't seem so overwhelming. 3. Remember. Subject pronouns are often optional. Unlike English, Spanish doesn't always require you to say the subject I, you, or he, because the verb au ending already tells you who's doing the action. So yo hablo and just hablo both mean I speak, with the latter being more common in everyday speech. 4. Adjective noun. Agreement is key. Adjectives have to match the gender and number of the nouns they describe. El libro interesante, the interesting book, masculine singular. Las casas grandes, the big houses, feminine plural. Pay attention to the endings. They often change to C, A for feminine and S for plural. 5. Use prepositions carefully. In Spanish, prepositions like por and para often confuse learners because their usage doesn't always line up with English for. It's worth spending some time understanding their different meanings and contexts. For instance, por often implies because of or by means of, while para usually means in order to or destined for. 6. Practice with lifelong learning resources. Consistent practice is what really builds confidence. Whether you prefer traditional adult education settings or modern distance learning options, the key is to keep exposing yourself to the language. If you're looking for high-quality material to support your continuing education in language learning or anything else, I suggest checking out Verversity, platform for PhD-level online courses. They offer rigorous courses that enhance your professional development and support lifelong learning. Whether you're brushing up your Spanish or exploring totally new subjects, online courses like these offer the flexibility and depth adult learners need. Keep the process fun. Mix grammar drills with watching shows, listening to podcasts, or chatting with native speakers. Gradually, you'll find Spanish grammar less like a puzzle and more like a natural part of your language experience. So, in short, learn noun genders with articles. Practice verb conjugations, starting simple. Don't stress subject pronouns. Match adjectives to nouns. Pay attention to tricky prepositions. Keep learning through reliable online courses and resources. Excited to improve your Spanish? Explore courses now. Visit Verversity for professional, continuing education options designed to fit your lifestyle.